Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Nikki Javala from The Athletic, our Fan Broncos insider, joins us now courtesy of Ent Credit Union. Nikki, what was your take on Vaughn today?
I thought it was interesting on a number of levels because he was asked about, you know, things from his relationship to Vic Fangio, which is often questioned. He was asked about Wesley Woodyard coming back. He was asked about Mike Purcell, didn't quite know who he was at first, asked about the Titans. So I thought it was interesting. Definitely the most the most significant part to me was when he opened up about his relationship to Vic. And this question came out because I know there's been a lot of speculation outside the building about, you know, whether they get along or if there's tension between those two specifically, especially with the way the team's been playing. And I thought he actually gave some really great answers.
What's your take on the temperature of his answer to that, Nikki? You know, what do you feel like he was being honest in his opinion of their relationship?
Well, I that's a fair point. I don't know that we'll really ever know because he always has been, you know, politically correct with his answers. But he also has been pretty genuine with the media. And while I know there's frustration on his part just with the losing, at times his own performance, I do think they get along fine. I do think Vaughn is somebody who does want to be pushed. I think any notion that he doesn't like coaching or doesn't like to be praised 24/7 as a superstar, I think that's wrong. Just from seeing how he works and seeing, you know, what motivates him over the years. I think for the most part, he was genuine. That's not to say there's not frustration within that room, certainly.
There was some a fun nugget when Vic Fangio was asked about Juwan James, and he said,
He's coming along okay. Just okay.
Yeah, boy. What is going on with Juwan James, Nikki?
Well, I mean, if you see him at practice, he's not moving anywhere near, you know, what a starting right tackle would. Clearly, this injury, this knee injury he's been dealing with is pretty significant. And, you know, days after it happened, he was in the locker room on crutches with a major brace on his knee. And it's kind of been a slow going since. So I think any expectation that he would bounce back quickly from that was, you know, not accurate, clearly. But he's only beginning to, like, really do stuff on the field. He hasn't really gone against other guys in terms of individual drills or even just, you know, on-field work. So it's going to take some time. And I think that's what he meant by that, not anything, you know, other, you know, not anything not related to his injury.
Does Joey have a squeaky toy there?
What kind of squeaky toy? Is it a giraffe?
He picks the most inopportune times to be a crazy dog.
Wait. For the record, exactly what kind of squeaky toy is?
It's a bunny. He loves rabbits.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Jesus. Well, we've seen over the past couple of weeks that Courtland Sutton has become a favorite go-to receiver for Joe Flacco. Is there any reason as to why that's happening?
Well, I think, one, he provides that mismatch just with his size. I think he's also, he's just kind of been the hot hand lately. He's been able to get open. I go back to that series. It was in the first quarter, the second series, where it was a 3rd and 9, and he ended up gaining 12 yards. Joe Flacco actually threw it 4 or 5 yards short of the first down. He was able to pick up extra yardage. And then he has that 70-yard touchdown where he sheds like 2 tackles. I think that was the appeal of Courtland Sutton when they drafted him in the second round. Remember, they had a first-round grade on him. And now, you know, his second year, he's really coming into his own, which is kind of typical of, you know, rookie receivers coming into their second year. And it takes them a while to kind of get going. And that's what we're seeing now with Courtland. I think they do want to find more ways to get Emmanuel open. But you also have to remember a lot of what Emmanuel is dealing with now is what DT did that kind of went overlooked, where they're taking on the top cornerbacks, which means the other guy gets more looks. They get more attention. Emmanuel is, you know, he's taking on the top guy most of the times. He's the one doing the blocking. So I think he's playing quite well. He's just not getting the stats he wants, obviously.
Well, Nikki, when I break down the tape, I've seen a lot of opportunities for Joe Flacco to hit Emmanuel Sanders, and he's open. Mm-hmm. So what it sounds like in a way that, like, Emmanuel is being phased out of the offense somewhat.
I don't get the sense that that is true. I know that's not true, but I do think, you know, any year, if not sooner, Cortland will be the number one, but I don't think they're purposely trying to phase him out. I think it's, you know, Emmanuel's taken on what DT took on for the longest time. And yeah, Joe Flacco has missed some opportunities when he's been open. But I think, you know, they would like to get him more than one target, two targets a game, certainly.
All right, Nikki, anything else we should know from Dove Valley today?
Nothing too much to report beyond that.
Football-wise, there's not, but it's been a fun Facebook day, hasn't it?
You have fun with that.
Okay, thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Nikki Jabala, our Fan Broncos insider, courtesy of Ent Credit Union. Better rates, lower fees, visit Ent.com. Guys, I just want to play you a moment of awesomeness from last night.
The 0-1. Swing and a drive, center field. Bellinger back. Back some more. And that one is gone. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick unloads the bases. And the Nationals in the 10th now lead it 7-3 as the veteran comes through in a huge spot.
Oh my God, was that awesome.
Unicorn. That's what
I hate the Dodgers. I don't know. Are you you're not a Dodgers guy, right?
No, I'm not a Dodgers guy.
Okay, because you lived in California, so I'm just
that doesn't
not sure.
mean I'm a Dodgers
guy. I'm a sheepish. Are you,
no,
like, are you telling?
I'm a Yankees guy. I'm not a Dodgers guy. I'm a Yankees guy.
I would rather you be a Dodgers guy. Like,
no, too late.
Hey, who was the player, I think he played for Minnesota, that said, he was talking about Red Sox fans and Yankees fans, and he said, you know, Red Sox fans, they're fine. They're just great. They're good fans. Yankees fans, they just hate people.
We don't hate people.
It was a Minnesota player. I forget who it was, though.
The worst fans are Cubs fans because they're so absurdly entitled. It's ridiculous. But to see the Dodgers, win 106 games and have all that talent and go down in flames in the in extra innings, giving up a grand slam, and all those poser Dodger fans put into a silence, oh my God. It was one of the...
Not mad about it.
Oh, I was so happy. I was jumping. I hate the Dodgers. I can't stand the Dodgers. I just wish nothing but... It's just been so painful with the Rockies and the Dodgers over the years. Just, it is so awesome to see them fail miserably.
You know what's interesting? Living in Los Angeles, there are a lot of what they call implants. And I was one of them living in Los Angeles.
There's a lot of implants in Los Angeles. That's
so
the point,
so it was funny how so many people... it was funny how so many individuals, right, all of a sudden started pulling out their Dodgers hats. I'm like... All you guys are not Dodgers fans. I went to a local Whole Foods in the area, and at first, no one had any Dodgers hats. They won a game, and then they were everywhere, and I'm just walking around. I just want to slap every hat off their head.
I can't blame you one little bit. Houston leads Tampa Bay right now, 1-0 in the bottom of the first. That series is tied at 2. That's an elimination game as well. And the Dodgers, I wish them the best. When we come back, Rich Gangarello makes a claim about the Titans that could be kind of scary. Details next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.